Okay, we are live here yet again this morning with the Added Souls podcast, the early bird sessions, 8 a.m. Atlantic Daylight Time, Monday to Friday. That's where we be at over here on Rumble, the channel Added Souls. Please subscribe. Give us a Rumble. That's that little plus sign. Leave us a comment. Share the link. Good stuff. I also plug in for your consideration addedsouls.locals.com. That's the tag you see down there on the bottom left of the screen. It is a freedom platform. It is a community I have created, and you can join this community. You can do so freely to see public posts, and if you seek to interact and post yourself and see exclusive content, you can support for as low as $5 a month, or whatever you are willing and able to give. Where does it go? Well, food, shelter, and clothing for me and my family, because this is my work. This is how I try to provide for my family. And as you do so, it goes towards the work I am involved with in this mission field, laboring alongside the Riverview Church that belongs to Jesus Christ, a small church over there in Riverview, New Brunswick, Canada. We are doing big things for a small mustard seed, and we are bringing change in the community, love, hope, peace, a foundation, a solid strength and courage, and you would be helping that a great deal if you consider becoming a supporting member of our community over at addedsouls.locals.com. Okay, what are we talking about today? What's going on? What's on the menu? Government owns our children? Say what? Hit the brakes. Where's the horn? Honk, honk. What? Yeah, they've been saying such, haven't they? Our own politicians over here. A very corrupt individual who is the minister of such things. I don't know how on earth he got there, but apparently someone voted him in, although that is questionable these days. It is so corrupt and untoward that they tend to just put themselves in power because, well, these little peasants aren't going to do anything anyways. Anywho, these corrupt entities and their many branches have publicly claimed, with no shame, no nuance or hiding, your kids belong to us. Your kids' education belong to us. That's why they so deceivingly, with hostility, have been trying to cancel the growing culture of homeschooling and various other attempts to regain our children's minds and their lives and to appreciate the blessing of children within the home. No, they don't want that. Corrupt principalities, these powers of wickedness, they don't want that. So they've publicly said, both stateside to our American friends and over here in the great white north, the true north, yeah, your kids belong to us. There's nothing you can do about it. Is that so? Uh-oh. There they go, poking the bear again. Well, today we're going to read an article from our friends over at focuspress.org. And we'll be reading an article from our friend and brother, Jack Wilkie, titled, Your Children Belong to the State, Unless You Take Them Back. Unless you take them back. Let me check now the feed to see everything going smoothly, see if our friends are tuning in over here on our Rumble channel, Added Souls. Please subscribe. Please subscribe. We go live every morning over here. Every morning. Monday to Friday. Yeah, there we go. I can see the live feed. That seems to be working. All right. Good stuff. We're rolling, man. Cooking with hot butter, as my friend Tony would say. Or cool beans, as my friend Tony would say also. So, your children belong to the state, huh? Well, not unless we take them back. That's the idea there, isn't it? Let me put the article on the screen, and you and I will start to read together. I'll put my video feed at the bottom left, as I typically do. And here we go. Focuspress.org is the website. Jack Wilkie, our brother, wrote this article, and we'll get into it. Quoting now, parents claim they have the right to shape their kids' school curriculum. They don't. What? Who said that? What an evil thing to say. Now, this quote is similar in what we've experienced here several months ago also from our corrupt politicians publicly claiming the same, because in this time of distress, many parents have been confronting these politicians in the streets, because everyone now has become a journalist. We have to. We've got no choice. We have to utilize our devices and record the corruption so that the world can witness where we are at in this time and generation, this era. And so we ourselves have publicly recorded our corrupt politicians saying the very same thing. Our brother Jack Wilkie says, what a headline, huh? Parents claim they have the right to shape their kids' school curriculum. They don't? What? Yeah, what a headline. The recent Washington Post op-ed, quote, says the quiet part out loud. As the saying goes, articles like this, along with other recent developments, reveal just how untaboo the idea of limiting parental influence over schools is in the educational world. And might I add, over here, and I am sure over there as well, when I say over here and over there, I mean stateside and in Canada, they have also made it publicly known, these corrupt entities, that the reason they don't want us to have control and influence and education upon our children's minds is because, well, we're crazy people. We're white supremacists. We're phobic this and phobic that, and we're just nuts. Because why? Well, we adhere to Christianity, and that's the problem, you see. That's what we got to get rid of. We got to get rid of Christianity, because if we teach our children an accurate Christ-like Christianity, which is revealed through the rightly handled scriptures, well, then our children will grow up with brains, and they'll be able to decide and discern right from wrong, and they will expose what is wrong, and they will cling to what is right. And we can't have that. That's not the society we're looking to have. We bow down to global powers, and we seek to go into the realm of the isms. What isms? Socialism, fascism, Marxism, communism, all this progressivism, this liberalism that has opened the door to the rest of the very hateful, racist, divisive isms. And your kids won't be, receptive to our message of hate and division if you teach them about Christ. So we need to take them away from you, bring them into our storage units as we bring out the conveyor belt of indoctrination, peddling them out there, indoctrinated to our ways. So yeah, your kids don't belong to you. We don't want them to belong to you because you might teach them that we're corrupt and evil, and we don't want that, so we need to keep them. Have I added to it? Not really. You might say, well, they didn't say that. Well, if you take all of what they have said recently publicly from all these entities, these politicians, these government powers, these corporations, these academic heads and curriculums, these entertainment bodies and influence, sports, music, silver screen movies, they're all kind of saying this. They've been saying it for a while. And I think we've just been deaf to it because we've thought to ourselves, nah, that'll never happen. You know, my grandfather and my grand-grandfather would have been like, nah, we don't need to mess around with these people. They're nut jobs and they're never going to be elected. They're never going to have influence. They're never going to have power. We are the true, great, and powerful North. And we have our American friends and we have Christian principalities that we have allowed ourselves to live and experience in this freedom. No, the nonsense you speak of, my friend, will never be allowed. So we don't need to mess around with them. Ah, if I could go back and say, yeah, no, you need to. You need to mess around with it now because they're going to take over and we're going to see the fruits of that in the future. And here we are. Okay, my thoughts. Let's keep reading the article here from our friends. The issue has been brought to the forefront by the Virginia governor's race, where Democratic candidate Terry McAuliffe has been an advocate for keeping parental influence out of the school system. Now, let me ask you, why on earth is this individual, this Terry McAuliffe, even allowed to exist in any governmental branch or moment of influence? Why on earth is he even allowed to do that? Where are the bill policies needing to be put into administration that would stop an individual with such an agenda from being in a position where a microphone is given to him or her or whoever? Oh, we've dropped the ball a great deal, friends. Uh-oh. I'm on it this morning. Let's go. At a debate, he stirred up controversy by saying, quote, I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. What, man? Are you living on the moon? Who do you think pays your salary. What? Teachers teach what we tell them to teach our children, which should be what they've been what they're being taught in the home. You know, love one another. That's the moral side of it. What's the academic? Teach them about history, true history, science, math, all those wonderful things. What do you mean? We don't get to tell you what you teach our children. What universe do you live? Let's keep reading. The question arose in part because of parental backlash to sexual explicit materials being taught in schools and placed on library shelves. How dare we, sensible, rightly-minded, self-controlled parents, have a fit being triggered because our school systems are giving our kids pornography and teaching them to have all kinds of perverted sexual activities at an age where they're not even developed yet. Oh, how dare we do such a thing as stand up against that evil? Yeah, they're the victims, right? We're the guilty party? Nah, only in a universe where individuals can no longer discern basic human biology would such an affront be made. Welcome to 2022 and following. Let's keep reading. It's not just Virginia, though. No, it's not an isolated incident? No. As COVID sent students home to learn via online classroom, clashes suddenly began to arise between parents and teachers. I gave a series podcast on this very thing, and I encourage you all, my dear friends, to go to the archive session of this channel and look for part 1, 2, 3, and I think 4 on why parents are angry at these curriculums, these academic institutions, and what they've been teaching our children throughout the years. Okay, let's keep going. One school district in Tennessee tried to get parents to sign an agreement to not listen into classes. This is nuts. I lived in Tennessee, by the way. I love the state. I was over in East Tennessee for 2 years for educational purposes regarding religious affairs, and I was just amazed at how the people had a strong conservative backbone, and I see these things and I'm thinking, what? Why is this even allowed? Okay. Some teachers publicly lamented the scrutiny their progressive lessons received from parents who were overhearing them for the first time. Now, of course, the mindset is not new. In 2012, Bill Nye, you know, the science guy, right, told parents they have no business teaching creationism to their kids. What? They can be indoctrinated in voodoo science, which is myth and fiction, but they can't hear the perspective and the science of intelligence, creation, design, engineering, purpose, hope, life, reality? Oh, man. The following year, MSNBC, oh, we can all trust MSNBC. They're not fake news or anything, right? Sarcasm, ding, 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 sarcasm. MSNBC host Melissa Harry Perry created controversy by saying, quote, "We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities." You know where that comes from? You know where that worldview comes from? If you're asking yourself, why are these people saying such outlandish, ridiculous statements publicly as figures of influence in our communities? Where did they come with all this nonsense? I'll tell you. Atheistic evolution, a godless worldview. That's it. That's all. No myth. No needing to go through extensive data. No needing to reach out there and become rocket scientists to figure out the formula. Here it is, friends. Godlessness. Atheistic evolution. That's why they think like they think, because they think we're all animals. And our little bitty children, they're all animals. And we need to act like animals. And we're gonna gather the herd here in our academic institutions, and they don't belong to you because we're all just a human species, and we tend to be the problem here on Earth. And so on and so forth. I could go. Let's keep reading. However, as I point out as often as I can, this is not even a development of the last decade. Rather, it's a foundational piece of our educational structure. In 1786, before the Constitution even existed, Benjamin Rush, parentheses, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, wrote, quote, "Let our pupil be taught that he does not belong to himself, but that he is public property." Man, so it stems pretty far, doesn't it? A generation later, Horace Mann, I don't know, Horace Mann, I'm not pronouncing that properly. But anyways, the idea, he wrote, quote, "We who are engaged in the sacred cause of education are entitled to look upon all parents as having given hostages to our cause." Man. It would be a mistake to believe the nature of education suddenly changed to an anti-parent movement in the last 10 years, though, in my opinion, it has certainly aggressively run with stride. Rather, what it was intended to be all along has been revealed. Aha, good point there, Brother Jack. Add in our society's clashing cultural values, and what had always existed is suddenly far more visible. The people who accuse us of wanting to, quote, indoctrinate our children have spent decades infiltrating the hearts and minds of young people through their efforts. They've been working hard to put LGBTQ+ books into school libraries, sexualizing children's television all the way down to Blue's Clues, hosting drag queen story hours, teaching children to hate themselves and their families because, you know, we're all racist. Teaching the equality of all religions because Christianity is just, it's out of touch, man. We don't need religion like that. Christianity, get rid of that. Sponsoring LGBTQ, quote, day of silence events, pushing pronoun declarations in classrooms and more. Accusing us of attempted indoctrination is mere projection. And that's exactly what they do. They are gaslight gurus. They are virtue signaling vultures. These, my dear friends, have our kids hostage, and they've been teaching our kids to hate us and hate everything. Oh man, we've lost our way. Let's keep reading. As for me, of course, I want to indoctrinate my children. I have a God-given duty to do so. Actually, Deuteronomy 6:1-7 is quoted or set there in parentheses, Proverbs 22:6, Ephesians 6:4. So when these people who hate everything I believe in want to indoctrinate my children too, it would be bizarre to sit down and negotiate some kind of compromise with them. No, my duty is to make sure they don't ever have that chance. Quote, but our school is different. Somehow, parents in every school district seem to believe this. If every school is, quote, different, where are the bad ones? Quote, but kids should go into the schools to be lights. How's that working out for us? How's that working out for us? The Bible says, bad company corrupts good morals. You think you're going to set one good apple there in a school of 5,000, 10,000 kids? Come on. They're being groomed in there. Quote, but I'm a teacher, and I would never teach these things. That's a blessing. But you are but one cog in a gigantic system, one of potentially dozens of teachers a child will have. If the system itself is intent on forcing ideas on children, one Bible-believing teacher here or there is not enough to stem the tide. What more will it take before Christians realize the hostility their children face from these organizations? How much worse will it have to get? I've been beating this drum for the better part of a decade, long before the release of my book, quote, Failure, in 2014. But the issue grows more pressing all the time. If you have any way to make it happen, get your children out. Amen. I'm with Brother Wilkie 100% on this one. That's the key. And I've been proclaiming this truth scripturally for a decade strong on my end, in my lane, in my ministry. The article continues, I urge you to truly take a look at it before you dismiss the idea as unfeasible. Look at every possibility, because it's that important. If after examining it in every way you can, it's still not possible, determine to take every measure in your power to know what your child is learning, to have influence over the classroom, to help your child know how to navigate the ideas they learn from their teachers, books, and classmates. We can talk all day long about claiming the culture back for Christ, pushing back against the evil in the world, and reaching the lost, but so long as Christians keep handing their children right back to the world, any progress we make will die out in a generation. And that ends the article there. the idea pops in my mind. Why are we so surprised when we send our kids to Rome and they return us as Romans? Right? And that concludes the article from our friends over at focuspress.org, the author of this article being our brother Jack Wilkie. Be sure to check out that website. My wife and I, we went through a great deal of discussion, a great many things that needed to be counted, and the cost of our willingness to either send our children to public education or homeschooling education. And once all the variables and all the arguments and everything was laid there before us, we proceeded to investigate and come to a logical conclusion for our family, and that was, we need to homeschool. We need to homeschool. Not shelter and bubble and keep him away from understanding the world and its works, but so that they can have their minds weaned, governed, guided with the instruction, wisdom of Scripture, Christ, and our love and having them. It has been a blessing. Have we sacrificed a great many things financially to do this? To have my wife stay at home and work in the home as a homemaker, as a teacher for our children? Have we sacrificed financial gain we might have had otherwise? Absolutely. But we count it all rubbish because we get to see our kids every day and live with them and educate them and love them. Well, I have too many bills and I have too many responsibilities. No, you have too many excuses. That's what it is. Drop a few things and change your mind and change your life in such a way that you can teach your kids. Well, I can't do that. I don't know how to teach the kids this, that, and the other. I don't know nothing. Relax. Take a breath. You're not the first one to think that way. You don't think we have? You don't think we told each other, man, I'm not a teacher. We're not teachers. How are we going to do this? Let me tell you something. There is a culture, a growing culture, a web of many beneficial things. Books, instructions, websites, people, friends. We can get through this together, and we have been. You want to know more? Reach out to us. My wife has built a channel. She's on Pinterest, and she also has a locals channel, a community for this very purpose. thinkingseeds.locals.com. I encourage you to go visit her, become a member of her community, where she will share her expertise and experience throughout the years teaching our children. This is the time, man. What? You got too many bills? Drop them. That means you got too much stuff. A thought for your mind. We're in kind of those desperate times. We need to claim our children again. Because the government, you know what they've said? Your kids belong to us. There's nothing you can do about it. Really. It's time we raise up. It's time we unite as Canadians, as Americans, brothers, sisters, neighbors. We need to get rid of all this wickedness. We've dropped the ball, man. We've been idle. We've allowed all this nonsense to take place. Time we put a stop to it. All right, my dear friends, that will conclude this podcast session this morning. I know it's a bit short, but I do have a few local responsibilities to take care of and get things organized. And I do have a few writing engagements that I must fulfill. So I do pray that this here session will have challenged you, will have encouraged you. And if so, please subscribe to the channel. Give us a rumble. That's that plus sign. Give us a rumble. Share a comment. Share the link far and wide. God will see us through this. If we remain with Him, we can persevere. We can overcome. We have to have faith, trust in tomorrow. Because God sees all tomorrows. We might not be able to see it, but He does, and we can trust Him for it. You trust gravity will be there tomorrow, don't you? Yeah. How much more should we trust God than gravity? He'll be there. He's always there. He's everywhere. We need to love Him. keeping his commandments, doing what's right. This is true. This is reality. This is defendable. That is tangible. All right. Stay focused and stay positive. Stefan Maez, my name, addedsouls.com, the website. We shall certainly meet again tomorrow morning, Lord willing. Same time, 8 a.m. Atlantic Daylight Time over here on Rumble. Weekdays. Peace out.